Time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 88. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Fairfield Community High School students and staff were placed on a soft lockdown yesterday morning at approximately 10:10. The school says administration and the Fairfield Police Department were made aware of a potential threat made against the school on social media, and police were called to the campus. The lockdown was lifted after an investigation ensuring the safety of students, staff, and the school at large. Superintendent Jill Fulkerson says FCHS will always take these threats seriously and will look out for the safety of its students. More news next.
Others have come and gone the past 70 years, but their dedication of superior service has helped them thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. They deliver quality Speed Queen products, and if you ever call them for service, they are in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. Sean Rush is inviting you to check out Speed Queen washer and dryer pairs at Rush Appliance and Furniture in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit CSI Insurance in Fairfield today at CSIinsurancebrokers.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with whom? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit CSI Insurance Brokers in Fairfield today at CSIinsurancebrokers.com.
Have you ever wondered if you're on track for retirement, how much you will need, or when you will be able to retire? Hi, this is Lou Carl, financial advisor with F&B Asset Management. I'm here to help answer these difficult questions. Our comprehensive retirement planning services help you plan through the entire retirement process, from planning, education, and guidance to 401k rollovers and IRA transfers. We can help you plan today so you're able to enjoy your retirement when the time comes. Call 842-2109 or visit today, F&B Asset Management.
In other news, this week's statewide crop report had 15% of corn and 11% of soybeans planted after a wet spring. Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says those numbers are a fairly close representation of the area, but the heat and sunshine this week will allow quite a bit of work to be completed. He says farmers are able to cover a lot of ground quickly with current technology and equipment, so next week's report should look considerably better. Anderson says southeastern Illinois has a more forgiving planting window than some other areas.
We have a much larger planting window than the rest of the state does, and we've had farmers, you know, plant corn into the beginning of June and still ended up having a fairly decent yield come harvest time. But I think if you ask most of our farmers, they would like to have the seed in the ground now. There has been some studies over the years that have shown, especially on the corn side, that if you do plant corn a little bit earlier, there is a yield bump at the end of the year on average, you know, all the things considered, all the variables considered there. So I think we're not quite to the point where farmers are really concerned about yield loss per se in our part of the state. But in other parts of the state, when you get past this May 20th mark, there's definitely a hit on potential yield by the time you get to harvest.
Moving forward, he says an average of 1 inch of rain per week would give good growing conditions.
This spring, we have seen some heavy rainfalls. We have had a few 4-inch rainfalls in Wayne County, but it's been very isolated, only impacting a small area. We definitely don't need that much rain. We have other problems if we get those big heavy rainfalls. But yeah, as we get in June, July, you know, if we can average about an inch a week, most farmers will be very pleased with that.
Rain doesn't factor into the forecast for the area until Saturday and Sunday. The Sisney Village Board met this week. The village will issue stickers for the use of dumpsters when they're moved, and residents can go to Village Hall to purchase up to 2 stickers per account. Stickers will be placed on vehicles approved to drop off, but until they can be recognized, identification will also be needed. CISNY will send out more letters for ordinance violations, such as mowing, undrivable vehicles, and unkempt properties. The village is willing to help those that will clean lots, but they will send letters and follow up on those not in compliance. Board members say they are committed to enforcing ordinances to clean up the lots in the village. The board approved the sale of property to Wesley and Yolanda Walker for $3,500. It also approved repairs to the sidewalk in front of the CISNY Village Florist and Jackie's Hidden Treasures at a cost of $2,700. The work is needed to help with water damage to the buildings. A new door has been purchased to replace the walk-in door on the ambulance barn following a robbery of fundraiser cash earlier this year. The board heard several complaints about police presence, and it encouraged people to continue calling police when witnessing something illegal. Visitors had a list of calls and response times from the Sheriff's Department and were understanding of the fact the department has limited resources and a large area to cover. The most prominent complaint was the quantity of drugs being sold and late-night noise. The Fairfield Park Board will meet tonight at 6. After various reports, the board could discuss its splash pad project before moving to new business. It's scheduled to hear from Jay Edgren regarding pickleball and to discuss golf course roof repair and Southwest Park. After discussions on the pool last month, members are also anticipated to set pool wages and pool hours and fees. The IDPH reported 4 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County yesterday. Marion County added 6 cases, Jefferson County added 5, and Edwards, Clay, Richland, and Hamilton counties added 1. Lawrence, Wabash, and White counties held steady on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 6,158 new cases and 11 additional deaths. President Joe Biden was in Kankakee Wednesday to announce a plan to increase fertilizer supplies. He wants to double funding for domestic fertilizer production from $250 to $500 million. He's also looking at increasing the number of counties eligible for double cropping insurance, and he says he's increasing technical assistance for technology-driven precision agriculture. Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Gieber spoke briefly with President Biden yesterday.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. I didn't think I would have an opportunity. I had about maybe a minute and a half with the president. He didn't realize that I was president of the Illinois Farm Bureau until, because Greg St. Auburn, the president of Kankakee County, was right before me. And he says, 2 presidents from Farm Bureau? And then we got that clarified and went on for a conversation. But thank the president for all he's doing for agriculture. Hopefully that more to come. And I complimented Secretary Vilsack on a great job that he's doing in his administration. Moving on. And so, you know, you have to take advantage of opportunities, and we'll see where it goes from here. But no, it was a great day, and President Biden did a nice job.
President Biden was at O'Connor Farms in Kankakee County. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a package of bills to assist crime victims and address the root causes of violence. Kim Howard reports.
One new law creates a co-responder pilot program in Peoria, Springfield, East St. Louis, and Waukegan, where police officers will be able to bring mental health professionals out on calls to help assess the situation.
On top of that, we're reinvigorating the Violent Crime Witness Protection Act with a $20 million budget to guarantee witnesses have the financial support and physical security that they need to come forward safely in the wake of a crime.
Peoria Representative Jihan Gordon Booth.
The state is putting their money where their mouth is. The state is stepping up to say, we know that this is a challenge. We know that you need the mental health support, the behavioral health support. We want to be there and we want to walk with you every step of the way.
Governor Pritzker says other bills fund efforts to retain police officers and pay for the funeral expenses of children killed in gun violence. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois Invasive Species Awareness Month is a statewide effort held each May. An invasive species is described as any species not native to an area that does damage to the environment, economy, or human health. Many common invasives are being tracked now, according to University of Illinois Extension Coordinator Sarah Ruth.
If you do find something invasive, call the Extension office and let us know. We're tracking a lot of these different species, so we can be better prepared and keeping things in line. And if you do happen to have an invasive plant species, so bush honeysuckle, the Callaway pear, multiflora rose, any of these invasive species that are creating problems, remove them to help prevent the spread.
Another being tracked is the Asian carp. Efforts to eliminate the fish from Illinois waterways have been unsuccessful, so strategies have evolved to management. Today's crude oil price is $98.75. That's up $6 from yesterday. The June crude oil price is $103.55. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Your family's care team is close to home at Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics in McLeansboro and Carmine. From routine care, vaccines and DOT physicals, to disease management, x-ray, lab work and COVID testing. With 9 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, Hamilton Memorial has you covered. Plus, for those unexpected illnesses, our weekend walk-in clinics in Carmine and McLeansboro. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics. Here for you now, like we've always been.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communications has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber-optic internet with speeds up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal-clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois, we just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Cisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With 4 convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their 4 convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 74-year-old Wayne City resident Brenda F. Klein died on Monday. Brenda Klein is survived by her husband Gary, children Jennifer Downen and Michael Klein, 3 grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Saturday at 2 at the Wayne City Church of God. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Round Prairie Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 60-year-old Cisney resident John Walter Braich died on April 13th. Services with military rites will be Saturday at 11 at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. 60-year-old Ellery resident Beth Ann Seals died on Saturday. Services will be today at 10 at Little Prairie Christian Church, and burial will be at Bethel Cemetery. Kepis Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 72-year-old Kenneth R. Abbey died on February 23rd. Services will be today at 10:30 at Graceland Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is assisting the family. 89-year-old Ellery resident Lloyd H. Waters died on Saturday. Services will be today at 1 at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and interment with military rites will be in Little Prairie Cemetery. 72-year-old West Salem resident John Ellis died on December 30th. Services will be Saturday at 11 at the Albion First Baptist Church. Doors will open at 10. 89-year-old McLeansboro resident Ronald H. Magsig died on Saturday. Services will be Saturday at noon at Harry Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Antioch Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 88. We'll have a full forecast along with current temperatures after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Lots of words come to mind when you think of Eubinger's Furniture Company, like cozy, inviting, plush, supportive, and comfortable. That's because we're known for being able to help our customers find the exact piece of furniture or bedding that fits the style and comfort level they want. Eubinger's knows that your home is your castle, and you deserve to make it exactly how you want it. So when you're ready to make those furniture dreams come true, shop Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Come on down to the Barbed Wire Grill this and every Monday night for a real Italian delight. On Monday nights, Barbed Wire Grill is serving up spaghetti and lasagna from 4 until 8 p.m. They have both dine-in and takeout options available. Barbed Wire Grill, located at 909 West Delaware Street in Fairfield.
Congratulations to all the graduating seniors on a job well done from your friends at Carnaby Square. Find the perfect graduation gift. Brighton ankle bracelets, charms, diamond bracelets and rings, and more. It's that time. Dress season, that is. Find all your favorite brands. Softworks, Tribal, Charlie B, Tango Mango, and Clothes Head. From extra small to extra large, we have the fit for you. Carnaby Square, your one-stop accessory and fashion boutique. Downtown Fairfield, and find them on Facebook.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. In high school baseball, Centralia takes care of Cahokia 18-4, Harrisburg over Mount Carmel 19-5, Vienna 11, El Dorado 3, Gorville 6, Carterville 4, Marion 7, Trico 1, Hamilton County takes down Benton 7-2, North Clay, Clay City 11, Flora 0, that one finished in 5 innings. Nashville over Murfreesboro 10-3, Father McGivney over Christ Our Rock Lutheran 6-4, Heron over Carmel White County 6-4, DuCoin over Carlisle 15-2, that one finished in 5 innings. Johnson City 11, Carrier Mills Stonefront 0, that one finished in 6. Salem over Odin Patoka Sandoval 11-1, Freeburg over Belleville West 11-3, Hillsboro 10, Roxanne 3, South Central 7, Richland County 2, Casey Westfield 3, Terre Haute, South Vigo, Indiana 2, Red Hill 13, Martinsville 0, Paris 7, Neoga 0. In high school softball, Johnson City over CCR 5-4, Trico over Vienna 6-3, Casey Westfield 12, Lawrenceville 0, Woodlawn 4, Christ Our Rock Lutheran 2, the Lady Cardinals clinch the conference title. Meridian over Joppa Maple Grove 7-5, Anna Jonesboro 18, Pope County 0, that one finished in 5 innings, Crab Orchard 6, Harrisburg 5, Marion 14, Waltonville, Susser Valier 2, Murfreesboro 8, Centralia 1, Carmel White County 3, Mount Vernon 2, Hamilton County takes down Benton 14-2 in 6 innings, Gorville over Heron 4-3, South Central 10, Flora 0, Salem 12, South Central 0, Oakville 10, Greenville 0, Red Hill 13, Martinsville 7, Breeze Modern Day 11, Belleville West 1. In girls soccer yesterday, Freeburg takes down Mount Carmel 8-0, and Murfreesboro takes down Massac County 8-0. It's time to start circling dates on the fall calendar. The 2022 NFL schedule will be released tonight. All 32 teams from around the league will find out when and where they will be playing this upcoming season. The NFL has been releasing sneak peeks at the upcoming schedule leading up to tonight's release, including a big-time Week 10 showdown between the Cowboys and the Packers at Lambeau Field. The defending Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams have the toughest schedule of the season, and the Cowboys and Commanders have the easiest. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Bucks squeaked by the Celtics 110-107, taking a 3-2 series lead. And the Grizzlies put a beat down on the Warriors 134-95. The Warriors still lead that series 3-2. The Grizzlies aren't going down without a big fight, and Jrue Holiday is proving he might actually be the best defender on the planet in the NBA playoff action. Memphis led by as many as 55 before obliterating the Warriors 134-95 in Game 5 in Memphis without Ja Morant. The Warriors still lead the series 3-2. In Boston, the Bucks guard Jrue Holiday stripped Defensive Player of the Year Marcus Smart in the waning seconds as Milwaukee defeated the Celtics 110-107 to take a 3-2 series lead. Tonight, the Suns look to close out the Mavericks in Dallas, and the Heat look to finish off the 76ers in Philadelphia. The NBA is naming Nuggets center Nikola Jokic the winner of this year's MVP award. This is the second consecutive MVP for the Denver big man. He finished in first place ahead of 76ers center Joel Embiid and Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo. Jokic received 65 out of 100 placed votes and 875 total points. The 27-year-old is the 13th player in NBA history to win back-to-back MVPs. In the MLB last night, Yankees over the Blue Jays 5-3. Guardians and White Sox postponed due to COVID-related issues. The Rays over the Angels in 10 innings 4-2. Athletics over the Tigers 9-0. Astros 5. Minnesota Twins 0. That one was suspended after 4 innings due to weather. Kansas City Royals 8. Rangers 2. Pirates 5. Dodgers 3. The Reds back in the win column 14-11 over the Brewers. Marlins over the Diamondbacks 11-3. Giants 7. Rockies 1. Cubs 7. Padres 5. The Nationals over the Mets 8-3. Phillies 4, Mariners 2, the Braves 5, Red Sox 3, and the Cardinals beat the Orioles 10-1. In the NHL playoffs, the Rangers 5, the Penguins 3, the Pens still lead that series 3-2. Florida Panthers 5, Washington Capitals 3, the Panthers lead that series 3-2. And the Calgary Flames over the Dallas Stars, the Flames lead that series 3-2. Here's the schedule for today. ECHS Baseball is out Mount Carmel. That game is set for 4:30. Wayne City Baseball versus North City Omaha Infield. Game time is set for 4:30. Wayne City Softball at Weber. Game time is set at 4:30. FCHS Boys Track and Field host the Black Diamond Conference Championship meet. Meet time is set for 4:30. FCHS Girls Track and Field at Nashville for the start of sectional play. Match time is set for 3:30. FCHS Baseball at Sisney. Game time is set for 4:30. In the NBA playoffs, the Heat at the Sixers, the Heat lead that series 3-2, and the Suns at the Mavericks, the Suns lead that series 3-2. In the MLB, the Athletics at the Tigers, Astros at the Twins, Royals at the Rangers, Yankees at the White Sox, Mets at the Nationals, Reds at the Pirates, Phillies at the Dodgers, and the Orioles are at the Cardinals. In the NHL playoffs, the Hurricanes at the Bruins, the Canes lead that series 3-2, Maple Leafs at the Lightning, the Leafs lead that series 3-2. The Wild at the Blues lead that series 3-2, and the Oilers are at the Kings lead that series 3-2. And finally, in PGA action, the AT&T Byron Nelson Championship at McKinney, Texas. That is a Thursday check of sports.
And taking a quick check of weather, today is calling for sunny skies with a high around 89. Overnight tonight will be clear with a low near 62. Sunny skies in the forecast for Friday, high near 87. But overnight Friday night, a chance of showers and storms returning to the forecast with a low near 64. Showers will continue throughout the weekend. Saturday, we're looking at a high near 80 with a low near 61. And then Sunday shows highs near 83 with a low near 58. Yesterday's high was 89 degrees. The overnight low was 57. Current temperature here at the studio 2 miles east of Fairfield is 74 degrees. Current time now is 7:40.